and welcome to the Brothers Grimm Lunch Break. I'm Eric Wagoner. Today I'll be reading The Thief and His Master. Jan wanted his son to learn a trade. Therefore, he went to church and prayed to the Lord to tell him what would be best for his son. The sexton was standing behind the altar and said, "Thieving, thieving." So Jan went to his son and told him he had to learn how to be a thief because the Lord wanted it that way. He then set out with his son to look for a man who knew something about thieving. After they had traveled for a long time, they finally reached a great forest where they found a little cottage with an old woman sitting inside. "Do you happen to know a man who's good at thieving?" Jan asked.
"You can learn what you want here," said the woman. "My son's a master thief."
Then Jan talked with her son and asked him whether he was really good at thieving.
"Your son will be taught well," said the master thief. "Come back in a year, and if you can still recognize him, I won't take any money for my services. However, if you don't recognize him, you must give me $200.
The father went home again, and the son learned all kinds of witchcraft and thieving. When the year was over, the father set out by himself and began fretting because he did not know how he would be able to recognize his son. As he was walking along and fretting, he encountered a little dwarf who said,
"Man, what are you worrying about? You look quite gloomy."
"Oh," Jan said, "I hired my son out as an apprentice to a master thief a year ago. He told me to return about now, and if I can't recognize my son, I must pay him $200. But if I recognize my son, I won't have to give him anything. Now I fear I won't be able to recognize him, and I don't know where I'll get the money to pay him." Then the dwarf told him to take a crust of bread with him and stand beneath the chimney once he got there.
"You'll see a basket up on the crossbeam, and a bird will peep out of it. That will be your son."
So Jan went there and threw a crust of black bread in front of the basket, and a bird came out and looked at it.
"Hello there, son, is that you?" said the father.
The son was glad to see his father, but the master thief said,
"The devil must have given you the clue. How else could you have recognized your son?"
"Let's go, father," said the boy. Then the father and son set out for home. On the way, a coach came driving by, and the son said, "I'm going to turn myself into a big greyhound. Then you can earn a lot of money by selling me." A nobleman called from the coach, "Hey, my good fellow, do you want to sell your dog?"
"Yes," said the father.
"How much do you want for it?"
$30.
"Well, man, that's certainly a lot, but since it's a fine-looking dog, I'll pay." The nobleman took the dog into his coach, but after they had driven along for a while, the dog jumped out of the coach window. Now he was no longer a greyhound and went back to his father. They made their way home together, and on the following day there was a fair in the neighboring village. So the boy said to his father, "Now I'm going to turn myself into a fine-looking horse, and you'll sell me at the fair. But when you sell me, make sure you take off the bridle so I can become a human being again." The father took the horse to the fair, and the master thief came and bought the horse for $100. However, the father forgot to take off the bridle, and the master thief went home with the horse and put him in the stable. When the maid crossed the entrance to the stable, the horse cried out, "Take my bridle off! Take my bridle off!" The maid stopped and listened.
"My goodness, you can talk!"
She went and took the bridle off, and the horse became a sparrow and flew out the door. Then the master thief also became a sparrow and flew after him. They met and held a contest in midair, but the master lost and fell into the water, where he turned himself into a fish. The boy also turned himself into a fish, and they held another contest. Once again the master lost, and he turned himself into a rooster, while the boy changed himself into a fox and bit the master's head off. So the master died, and he has remained dead up to this very day. The end. The Brothers Grimm Lunch Break is released under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives license. Download it and share it all you'd like, but don't change it or sell it. The translations used are copyright Jack Zipes and are used with permission.
His collected translations, The Complete Fairy Tales of the Brothers Grimm, is available on the media of your choice from Bantam Books. The music is Mount Timbrel by Jamie Janover off his All Strings Considered album, available on magnatune.com. If you'd like to listen to any of the other tales, you can find them on our website, grimlunch.org, where you can also leave comments, or subscribe through iTunes. And if you're in iTunes, would you mind leaving a review or clicking on stars to give this podcast a rating? It helps other people find the podcast, and I'd really appreciate it. Thank you for listening.